This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A week after U.S. President Donald Trump's supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol, and 1 week before his term ends, the House is debating impeaching U.S. President Donald Trump. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
A day after he denied any responsibility for last week's deadly Capitol riot, Steny Hoyer and Democrats charge he incited the mob.
And therefore, he ought to be removed.
Noting time is running out, but saying it's never too late to do the right thing. Republicans argue it's the wrong thing. With the nation hurting, Missouri's Jason Smith says the focus should be on unifying America.
This will only bring up the hate and fire more than ever before.
Several Republicans are expected to vote for impeaching the president, who is said to be livid over what he sees as disloyalty and because he can't fight back with his now shuttered Twitter account. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Those lawmakers walked among armed National Guard patrols in the halls of the U.S. Capitol Wednesday. The city at the heart of American democracy is under heavy guard after the deadly attack on the Congress building by Trump supporters 1 week ago today. Dozens of National Guard members in body armor and camouflage could be seen inside the Capitol, while outside, the building's grounds are ringed by a security fence erected after the attack. A judge in Guinea sentenced two critics of President Alpha Condé Wednesday to a year in jail for inciting an insurrection, as rights groups fear a crackdown on the opposition. The 82-year-old won a third presidential term in the poor West African nation in a violently disputed election October 18th. Kuwait's Prime Minister Sabah al-Khalid al-Sabah presented the resignation of his cabinet to the country's ruler Wednesday, days before the premier was due to be questioned in parliament. This is VOA News. Japan has expanded a coronavirus state of emergency for seven more regions, affecting more than half the population amid a surge in infections across the country. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The government is asking bars and restaurants in seven prefectures to close by 8 p.m., employers to have 70% of their staff work from home, and residents in the affected areas to avoid going out for non-essential purposes. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga also says Japan will fully ban foreign visitors while the state of emergency is in place. Suga has been criticised as being too slow to act, as the country's number of reported coronavirus infections and deaths roughly doubled over the past month to about 300,000 and 4,100. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered officials Wednesday to begin mass coronavirus inoculations next week and to open up the vaccination program to all Russians. The country has the world's fourth highest number of COVID-19 cases and started large-scale vaccinations last month. The RDIF Sovereign Wealth Fund has said 1.5 million Russians have already been inoculated with the Sputnik V vaccine. The Vatican, the world's smallest state, began its own ambitious COVID-19 vaccination program Wednesday, but it was still not clear when Pope Francis would get his shot. A statement said the program started in the atrium of the large audience hall that is normally used for papal audiences. It gave no details, but sources said the first doses were administered to doctors and other members of the Vatican Health Services. Sustainable measures need to be put in place to allow unhindered transport of goods between Great Britain and Northern Ireland once a grace period finishes at the end of March. That's what British Cabinet Minister Michael Gove told Parliament Wednesday. Britain's major supermarket said Wednesday, quote, urgent intervention, end quote, was needed to prevent significant disruption to Northern Ireland food supplies in the coming months. The European Union Wednesday said it deeply regrets the first federal execution of a woman to be carried out in the United States in nearly 70 years. Lisa Montgomery was killed by lethal injection in Indiana after the U.S. Supreme Court voted 6-3 in favor of lifting a last-minute stay of execution. Ugandans head to the polls Thursday to cast ballots for the country's next president. Musician-turned-politician Bobi Wine is the most prominent of 11 candidates challenging President Yoweri Museveni, who has led the country for nearly 35 years. About 17.6 million Ugandans are eligible to vote. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.